20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. The legislature needs to pass a bill this session to respond to the state Supreme Court Blake decision that basically legalized hard drug possession. The Senate approved legislation that the House changed. So what's the current situation?
What the House Democrats did is they moved the penalty down from a gross misdemeanor to a misdemeanor, which, just to be clear, that is essentially the bill that was passed by the majority Democrats in 2021 that's led to such disastrous results across our state over the last 2 years. You know, we are now leading the nation in terms of the growth in our overdoses. If you're under 60, your most common cause of death is now overdose. Whereas in 2020, before the Blake decision and before this disastrous bill was put into effect at the state level, we averaged in King County 11 deaths from overdose a day. Now, that's tragic, but today we average 33 deaths from overdose a day. We've tripled the number of folks who are dying because of addiction and overdose. And that's a direct result of the bad bill that was put in place. And this bill would do the same thing. It would just continue this tragically failed experiment. I would rather not pass anything and allow cities and counties to act on their own. As the law currently stands, the cities and counties can't make a penalty for drug possession or drug use that is in excess of the state penalty. So if there is no law, then the counties and the cities are free to make their own law. And while I don't think that's perfect, it's better than a bad state law.
On a different topic, 20 state Senate Democrats are now sponsoring a pretty significant property tax increase. What do you know about that?
The proposal they just introduced here in the last 2 weeks of session would triple the amount that property taxes can grow under state law. And this would be both local property taxes and state property taxes. The citizens of our state put into effect a 1% growth limit. That was ruled unconstitutional in 2007, but the legislature at the time stepped in and put in a 1% limit, and that has been in place since then. That says that the growth in property tax at the state and local level can go up, only go up 1% a year. Now, the truth is it still goes up more than 1% per year because new construction doesn't apply. It's not that their growth is restricted to 1%. In fact, if you look at the budgets for cities and counties over the last 10 years, you'll see that their growth in budget has been around 6%, almost somewhere between 3 and 4 times inflation. It's very similar to the average growth rate of the state budget, which is, as we know, has grown extraordinarily. So there is no real need. When you talk about not having enough money, it's not because their budgets aren't growing well in excess of inflation, well in excess of median income. It's because they're spending too much.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun.